Good morning. I'm Kathleen Dunn on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. A few weeks ago, we had an email, and we get great suggestions of programs from people who send us notes. And the Stevens Point coordinator of the Wisconsin Academic Decathlon said, you ought to pay attention to this program. And Rhonda and I looked at it and said, well, we should pay attention. And so this hour, we will. The mission of the United States Academic Decathlon is to promote learning and academic excellence among students of varying achievement levels by developing and providing multidisciplinary academic competitions using the criteria and curriculum that is put together by the Academic Decathlon. It's a really rigorous competition, and I like the fact that it is very much using lots of different areas of knowledge. They have a super quiz. They look at language and literature, art, music, science, economics, and mathematics. And this hour, we're going to be talking about the competition, which is underway for the 2011-2012 season, what the theme is, how students prepare, what everybody gets from the program, how it's funded, how prevalent it is in the state of Wisconsin. We have several guests. Our studios are jammed here in Milwaukee this morning. Let me introduce everybody who is with us. Molly Ritchie is state director of the Wisconsin Academic Decathlon. She's a graduate of UW-La Crosse. She's a mother of three grown daughters, a wife. She has been part of the program since the mid-80s and the state director for the past 11 years. Molly, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Nice to have you here. Also joining us is, Stephanie Blue is in her 18th year of teaching high school English, and this is her 12th year as the co-coach of Eisenhower's Academic Decathlon team. She has her degree in secondary English education from Wartburg College in Waverly, Iowa, and a master's in curriculum from UW-Whitewater. Stephanie, thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you for having us.
Also in our studios in Milwaukee, we have with us Teddy Gennaro, a senior at Eisenhower High School. He has a very rigorous academic schedule and has been with the Academic Decathlon the last 2 years. He's involved in tennis and soccer, an active member of his church youth group, and he will be attending the University of Madison next year, majoring in pharmacy. Teddy, thank you.
Thank you very much.
Nice to have you here. And Eric Fountain is in his 20th year of teaching high school math, and this is his 12th year as the co-coach of Eisenhower's Academic Decathlon team. He has a degree in secondary math education from Carroll College in Waukesha and a master's in computer science from Cardinal Stritch University in Milwaukee. Eric, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you for having us.
Why don't we just start with who had this idea for a program in Academic Decathlon? How long, a little bit about the history of the program.
Sure. It actually started in California back in the early 80s. It was a superintendent of schools in California that, I guess the idea, they say, came while he was in a camp in the war and had lots of time to think.
Really?
And, yes, and he wanted a way to recognize more students than just the top scholars of every school, and he thought, why can't we award more than just those A kids? And he came up with the original conception of decathlon with 10 different subjects and having a variety of scholastic aptitude on each team. Therefore, we have 3 A students, 3 B, and 3 with a C GPA on each decathlon team.
And how widespread is it in the state of Wisconsin, Molly?
Well, we are the 4th largest participating state in 36 of the nation. We had 117 teams register for our first competition at locals, 60 advanced to the regional, and now the top 20 will go to state next month.
And what is the area of study this year?
The curriculum is imperialism, basically, is the overarching subject area.
And you study this in terms of it all across all disciplines, don't you? Which is interesting. It's music, it's literature, it's math, it's all academic areas.
Correct. So, for instance, in language and literature, they've chosen the novel Heart of Darkness by Joseph Conrad, which is on the topic of imperialism, music that connects with that, and so on and so forth.
And how much time do you spend as a teacher involved in working with this? Eric?
The time varies. We started actually end of last school year for this season. We met a little bit over summer, and then when school kicks in, we meet every day for 45 minutes in the beginning, and then we would also meet after school once or twice a week, And now that we made it to the next level of going to state, we meet almost every day together for a few hours.
And tell me how math, how all the disciplines weave their way into the age of imperialism. What does math have to do with that?
Actually, math is the only subject area that doesn't follow discipline. Math just each year changes with the subjects. This year they're doing some algebra, and it actually gets as far as geometry and up to calculus. So our kids have to do a little calculus this year in the tests. It bounces last year was Algebra 2. They throw in some geometry. They throw in some stats. So each year they change what's done in math, and that's the only subject that doesn't go exactly with the category of study.
And Heart of Darkness was chosen, Stephanie, for what reason?
Because Conrad looks at the concept of imperialism, the Europeans going into Africa and their attitudes in trying to conquer, basically, another country. Mm.
And obviously the heart of the program, in addition to the staff and the director, are the students. This sounds like a pretty rigorous program, and you're already involved in a lot of other activities, plus you're a student who's a senior. Why do this program? Why do students, what draws you to this, Teddy?
Well, one thing I think that's unique about the decathlon is that it's a mixture of individual success with team success. And that's definitely something I really enjoy about it. But I originally joined the program to first challenge myself and then rejoined again to kind of establish a greater knowledge of things such as economics, music, and art that I hadn't learned before.
How much time do you spend?
I spend a lot of time individually and a lot with my team. An hour would vary based on the day or the week. I know it really depends on my class schedule. I always try to put my classes before that, so it would really vary based on the week or the day.
And tell me how you compete. What's the process?
Well, we start off and we take tests in the six subject areas, math, econ, those subjects. And then there's also the three subjective areas where we have to give a prepared speech and impromptu. We have an interview, and then we also write an essay about a month before the competition. And so that's basically what encompasses the competition.
It's a lot of work.
It's
fun?
It is. It's fun. It's really nice when the hard work pays off.
And how does it pay off? There are individual categories and group categories, Teddy?
Well, right. You can definitely do well as an individual, but to really have success as a team and achieve that overarching success is with a team, and definitely that's what makes it the best.
Mm-hmm. And how do you decide from year to year what the categories will be? This is an interesting, the age of imperialism, interesting area for learning.
Right, that's out of our hands. That happens from the United States Academic Decathlon. They have a review committee and test writers, and they choose the theme every year. And then everything outside of the math corresponds with that theme, the novel and the music of the time and the art pieces, etc.
The music, how are you incorporating music learning in this year?
Well, basically, there is basic music theory that the students need to learn. So in our case, neither of us as coaches have an idea on basic music theory. We bring in music teachers who can absolutely work with the kids on that. And then there are a select number of pieces each year, and the kids need to learn about the composers. They need to learn about the pieces themselves. They need to apply the basic music theory to those pieces.
Mm-hmm. Do you as teachers teach this way with this interdisciplinary approach, or is this unique to instruction in Wisconsin?
Molly would know better how many teams have two coaches. For us, it works really well with him with the math background, and I have the Lang Lit.
No, I mean in your classrooms. Has this in your schools, is this unique? A unique way of learning, or are schools incorporating this just generally for instruction?
Absolutely. I think the Academic Decathlon program is unique.
Really?
I'm not sure if I can think in our school of any other class that has this many subject areas all in one class.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Should it be a model? We've heard a lot about that. Is it something that works well?
Wow, that's a tough question. But yeah, with the great group of kids, it's great. It works well. It's nice that we have both coaches because we can attack the left brain versus right brain. I do the math, the econ, and science, and our staff at our school is excellent because we can bring in other teachers. I have a science teacher that comes in and helps us out after school. Economics, we've actually had a student, former decathlete, who came in over Christmas. He came in summer. He came in during one of his vacations from college, from Madison. He came in and taught our kids economics. Stephanie said that we also have a music teacher that from our school that came in and taught the basic music. So our staff is just wonderful in helping out. So the success is the kids. It's not just the kids and us. It's the entire staff mm-hmm. that does it all for us.
This school does very well, doesn't it, Molly?
They
National
do.
Cup.
They
I can
do.
See why.
They raise the bar. And
yes.
And it's a shame that every high school doesn't have this program because, and you'll read, if you go on our website, wead.org, read the testimonials from the kids, and they talk about how they didn't have this discipline before, how to budget their time, how to raise the level of their study. They get to college and they find it quite easy. This has been a challenge that's preparing them for their future, and they learn to be team players.
And we always talk about the fact that we honor mostly football and basketball players in schools. And here really is a program that honors academics. That's a very good thing. Do you feel honored by fellow students, Teddy, for participating and excelling in this?
Yes, definitely. I think this year,
good.
In general, with our success as a team, we have definitely received a lot of attention from people. And I know I have peers that are congratulating me all the time, and that's really helpful and moving forward and keeping motivated for studies.
Uh-huh. And how many students are involved at Eisenhower?
For us, we have a 30-person team almost, yet there's only 9 on the competing team. So we have a wide range of alternates that help us to do studies such as note cards and helping us with things when we need, budgeting our time, making schedules for us, and really helping us to achieve success.
I like this idea of students of all levels, A, B, and C students are involved in this program. Why is that important, and what does it do for the A, B, C students to have people who have varying grade points involved?
Well, again, it challenges not just the A students, but it challenges, of course, the C student, as the coaches will tell you, that's the clincher. You need to find a student that probably doesn't like the straight rows of the classroom so much in the regular school day, but boy, can they take tests, and they've got it inside. And often they join as a challenge to prove themselves. And it also puts the A student in their place, that they have to realize this is part of the team as well, and they all have to work together, and they really do all benefit from each other.
Yeah, let me hear from the teachers about that, too. Stephanie?
It's one of the things that I love coaching the most is watching the C students show people. You know, to have a student who maybe sits in a classroom day after day, students maybe don't realize that he or she is as bright as the student is. Sometimes teachers don't realize it. And they get in here and it gives them an outlet and this motivation to say, look, I could do it if I wanted to. It's an unbelievable thing to watch. It's impressive.
Eric?
Yeah, I agree. We have a C student that 2 years ago no one in our school would have heard of. And we got him to join an ACT DEC last year. And in the beginning, he admitted to us he thought it's a waste of time, it's too much work, he was going to quit. And then after a local competition, he got a few awards and recognition. And then as it goes on all last year, he was the first one to come back this year, kind of a leader. Kids look up to him, and now the entire school knows exactly who he is and what he can do, including his teachers.
Well, how did you make that happen so the entire school knows about him? That's a good thing.
It's something that, I mean, we could only say we got him going and got him motivated, but he's just an intelligent, intelligent student. And because what he did is he was getting medals after medals at state, he must have walked home with a bunch. And then our principal was very good in recognizing them. They
good.
Had a, we made it to online nationals last year. Our principal had a pep rally for us. And we got to, show how well we did and show all the kids that are involved. And then our school board recognized us. We got, recognized at the school board level. And names in a small community get around.
A pep rally for the academic decathlon.
Unheard of, but yes, it's great.
That
for these
is
kids.
Wonderful. Wonderful. Now, you used to get some funding from the state. This program, I would imagine, has some expenses. You
it
travel,
does.
You have judges, it's the goodness of the heart and belief in the program, but what are you doing about funding
well,
this?
Well, since 1995, our state educational grant from the DPI was eliminated, as many other state programs found that they had their funding cut. So I've actually been the fundraiser in addition to the director. Since then, 62% of the budget needs to be raised through the private sector. And we're very grateful to have Wisconsin Business Supports, and hopefully that we will get more exposure today, that they'll realize what a wonderful program this is. And again, go out to our website. Just learn about us. It is just
amazing.
All
right, what is it?
We at WIAD.org. And you'll see what this does for kids. And there's no reason every high school in the state shouldn't have the program. But yes, the funding is a major concern. We've had Assurant Health as our lead sponsor for the past 6 years. And ironically, this is the end of their partnership with us. They've been wonderful to us. So we are looking for a new major sponsor in addition to several sponsors to carry us through each season. We have a staff of 2 and 500 volunteers that make this run. And yet we're the fourth largest in the nation. So we're here to stay, but we also need that private support.
And how is it funded in other states? Is there a model that you would like to emulate?
Actually, Wisconsin is the model that the other states are emulating. Yes. Many are struggling, and very few are connected to their educational department. You know, when something's cut, it's a shame that it's academics before athletics. So, yes, Wisconsin is the trailblazer, and if you have a good program to sell, You hopefully will find the support, but it takes a lot of work.
Well, why can't it be? I'm thinking about the speech and forensics program, which is very big in this state, particularly in middle school. I'm thinking about theater programs, and I know that they've suffered some cuts. But why can't it be part of the funding that comes for a school? Because it's an important thing, and it's just as important as a football team. Some would disagree with me, or as a speech team, or why wouldn't schools just fund it?
That's a very good question. And schools do have to pay entrance fees, and Berlin can tell you about that. You pay as you play. If you're good and the season lasts all year, you have 3 entrance fees for local, regional, and state. But you're right. It should be a part of their everyday budget just as their athletic budget.
Mm-hmm. Why not? So your school pays for fees for entering competitions.
New Berlin has been very supportive as a school district to the Academic Decathlon program. We have 2 high schools, and both high schools have an Academic Decathlon program that are funded by our district.
Uh-huh. And are there other areas that are equally as, I mean, we may as well give congratulations to those districts that have been participating in this pretty fully. Are there others?
Well, every high school that is participating in Wisconsin has to pay their entrance fees. Our program budget comes from, of course, I do make a salary, but we also produce everything from soup to nuts. We have a staff of 2 that produces all the printing, the awards, the meals, the stipends for our computer operators that do the scoring, rent. So we're bare bones as we can be, but of course there are expenses.
I guess. Well, somebody step up. This is too good a program.
Yes, please.
Yeah, they need some support here. We're going to welcome phone calls. Our number is 800-486-8655. 800-486-8655. 8655. We're talking this hour about the Wisconsin Academic Decathlon. And you can check them out if you want more information on this site, WIAD.org, and see all that they do. It's really very impressive. The season this year is The Age of Empire. The featured novel is Heart of Darkness by Joseph Conrad. And it's a very interdisciplinary approach to learning about the Age of Empire, where students compete in all the areas that I just mentioned. 29th season of providing a rigorous curriculum and academic challenges to the public and private high school students of the state of Wisconsin. We'll be with you momentarily. Also, if you'd like to send an email, you can do that. That is talk@wpr.org, talk@wpr.org. Our phone number, once again, is 800-486-8655. And our guests in our Milwaukee studio, Molly Ritchie, State Director of the Wisconsin Academic Decathlon. Stephanie Blue is co-coach of New Berlin's Eisenhower's High School Academic Decathlon team. Eric Fountain is also co-coach of New Berlin Eisenhower High School Academic Decathlon team. And Teddy Gennaro is a senior at Eisenhower High School, a member of the team on his way to UW-Madison next year. Oh, great. Phone lines are jammed. We'll be with you in a minute on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. We go to your calls now, starting with Edward in Madison. Hi, Edward.
Hi. My name is Edward. I'm a retired teacher, 30 years in Chicago public high schools.
Great.
I spent 30 years in one high school. I'll be very brief. In the Marshall High School was always known for its fantastic basketball teams, all the way back to the 40s. In 1960, Richard Holland, a social studies teacher, introduced the Academic Olympics at the school at Marshall. For the first couple of years, the Academic Olympics was conducted within the school. In a short period of time, other high schools were involved, and after a few years, even public television began to broadcast their programs. In the meantime, a new school was built by the board, and it attracted only specially academic students from around the city to be at that school. The coach of the team at Marshall transferred to that school and then conducted Academic Olympics there. The Academic Olympics spread nationally, and Whitney Young was the name of the new high school. For a number of years, they were number one nationally in the Academic Olympics program. So it was Richard Holland back in the 60s that started that in Chicago.
Thanks, Edward. Thanks for the call. He mentioned public television. Public television should broadcast the competitions. Have they thought of doing that, or do they?
Well, the only part that's open to the public is the Super Quiz, which is the 10th and final event of the two-day state competition. Otherwise, unfortunately, watching kids take tests, isn't a crowd pleaser. But the relay, sure. The relay sure is.
And this program is part of what he calls it the Olympics.
Well, this did not exist in the 60s, but I must say that Whitney Young is still top of the game in decathlon now, so they've converted.
Nice.
Out of Illinois.
Margo in River Falls. Hi, Margo.
Hi. You know, I was a school counselor for about 10 years, and before that, I was a judge for quite a few years with Academic Decathlon. I have never seen anything like this in teaching anywhere except the Montessori schools, because this teaches the whole mind, the whole area of intelligence, your mathematics, your creativity, everything. And watching these students, especially the C students growing, was just amazing, because they peaked beyond many times the all-A students because they were creative thinkers.
Thank you so much for calling. Address the whole mind. I just love that part of the whole program, too. It's your whole mind.
For me, I definitely think I became a better reader when I joined the decathlon. And in math, you definitely start to think more logically, attacking problems efficiently and trying to get them done as quickly as possible. And I definitely think the wide array of testing my knowledge has definitely made me a better reader and learner and will definitely help me in my future.
Mm-hmm. I think it also makes students much more aware of how they learn, mm-hmm. that maybe they don't know from just going through an average day in a high school. They really become aware of, am I an auditory learner? Do I need this on tape and I need to listen to it? Am I better with note cards because I need to tackle it that way? And so they really, and then we get feedback from students heading to college on that really helped me down the road to know that about myself.
So those are all available to the students? You can get a reading of The Heart of Darkness, or?
Well, you can in the technology world today, absolutely. But for instance, in our program, we have our alternates, which Teddy talked about, the fact that we have almost 30 students as part of our program. Mm-hmm. They actually read the entire curriculum, and then we put it on CDs for the students. So our audio learners can learn that way because they don't get it as well if they just read it consistently. Mm-hmm.
Do you scare off any students because they consider themselves not great readers or not terribly proficient in math, and this is all-encompassing?
I don't think it's due to one subject. I think if some kids are scared, it's because of the competition. They're not sure, especially I want to say the A kids, because they're used to being perfect in things. And Academic Decathlon is not something you can be perfect in. You've got to really work, and there's no one's going to get a perfect score, and they're not used to that. They don't want to have that competition. So I think it's the upper-level kids that we scare off more frequently than the Bs or the C kids.
Why would nobody get a perfect score? I mean, not that that's it. Nobody should get a perfect. Who's perfect? But why wouldn't you?
Some of the questions are so detail-oriented that it's something you might miss. I mean, you're talking, they have to read 7 different subject areas, over 100 pages on each, and some of the questions are just so deep. I mean, we don't get to see this test, but Teddy can tell you some of those questions are just so, it might be a color of somebody's shirt, might be something in the background of a picture.
Ooh.
And some of the math questions, I'm telling you, they're hard. We say they're hard. We sit down with them, and there's just some tough questions out there. So
Teddy's not in his head.
Yeah.
It's
sure.
Not easy.
No.
And Teddy did get a perfect score. He may not even know this
because it's
a combined score with speech. It's prepared and his impromptu speech, and his prepared speech did get the perfect score at regionals.
Congratulations, Teddy.
Thank you very much.
Oh, that's something. Thank you, Margo, so much for your call. We go next to Chris in Shorewood. Hi, Chris.
Hello. What a joy to have this publicized. Thank you to whoever brought it on. I have 2 things. I remember when I used to be involved in judging, but 1 year, university school won. They won every category but one, and it was one of my little students who was a whiz-bang, but that one category was speech and dramatics, and my little niece from the farm in Wisconsin Dells won that, and I never had a chance to tell him, hey, you know who lost your perfect score? But the other thing is, university school won here in Milwaukee many years. Waukesha School won, but Rufus King won 1 year. And I couldn't help but share this story of how publicizing an event changes. University school was on the front page, interviewed, so was Waukesha. When Rufus King won, I read the review where they won on the obituary page. And I thought, that was not right. And, of course, I let them know.
And then I bet you did.
that I was absolutely shocked. How could this Milwaukee school win? I just think we have such wonderful learning going on here in Milwaukee, but all you read is the bad. And if I know it's deviating off a little bit, but Borzak yesterday was talking about the schools and how these specialty schools, which involve the decathlon and all, are going down because they're not getting the funding, and all of the reasons was because of the union. Well, the real reason is that the voucher and the charter schools are taking the money, and the public school is getting more and more students. So hurrah for the decathlon.
All right. Thanks, Chris. And hurrah to Rufus King. Our kids went to school there, too. It's a great school. It is a matter of money. Of course these programs, you shouldn't have to have 2 people, you know, making the peanuts and the sandwiches and doing all of that. Of course this should be funded. I'm sure that you are, and if all the students who were in the program from all over the country would attest to how important, you know, there's certain things in life that are important. And for those of us, and I'm sure everybody in this room, did some extracurricular, be it theater or forensics or sports, too. I mean, sports have their role. They make all the difference in your life, all the difference. And I think it will in your life, Teddy. You really know how to study now. You're going to be, you're going to be a great student in college, don't you think?
Yes, I definitely think the decathlon has given me a lot of options. I mean, I went into the decathlon not knowing much about things such as econ and music, kind of centered on pharmacy, but now I definitely consider dual majoring in economics or music. So I definitely I think it's given me a lot of options in my life, and I definitely feel blessed to be in a district that gives me that opportunity.
Mm-hmm. It should be a given. It's too bad that we have to fight for this, I think.
Well, and funding isn't even our major roadblock. It's finding a coach. These 2 coaches right here can tell you, as I said, if you're successful, it's a long season. We always say sports end at the buzzer, and academics, you can be smart all year. If you do well, you need dedication for an entire school year. And so finding that leader, finding that coach that can spark the kids' learning and their interest and keep it and challenge them, that's where we're finding is the roadblock more than funding. Schools aren't saying we can't join because we don't have funds. They're saying we can't find a teacher that's willing to put in the extra time.
So, coaches Stephanie and Eric, why do you do it?
Wow. There's so many reasons, but honestly, it's a great place for me as a teacher to get to know the students in a different level. These kids, sounds funny, but these kids are, by the end of the year, family to me in many ways. They know they know my children. We spend a great deal of time together. I don't have the time in a normal school day with 100-plus students in my classroom to develop the relationship that I get to with these students. And to watch, like I said before, my favorite thing is to watch those C students, students that might pass through the entire high school, their entire high school career, never finding a place. You know, they're not going to be on a sports team, and they're not maybe going to take the stage on a theater program to find their place. It's well worth it.
Eric?
I remember when I was first hired in New Berlin, one of my responsibilities or was asked was to coach Acton McCathlon for 3 years. I've never heard of Acton McCathlon before that, and I said, okay, I'll give it a shot. And after those 3 years, and it's 9 years later, we're still going. Still going.
You got hooked.
Yeah, like Stephanie said, it's just these kids become part of your family. And after doing it so long, we have kids who come back and still tell us it's the best thing they've ever done.
Other testimonials you would like to share, Molly?
Oh, my goodness. Again, I refer you to our website because they, from the students to the parents to the administration, they just sing the praises. It really prepares these kids for their future and goes more in depth than I believe that they do in their regular day. And again, working as a team, they'll find in college there are a lot of team projects, and this helps you get along with more people than you used to.
Yeah. Thanks, Chris, for your call. Let's go next to Sterling in Milwaukee. Hi, Sterling.
Hello. I was actually first off going to say congrats on making state coaches and Teddy. And I don't know, for me, ACTEC, I kind of went into, like, I never really had heard of it, but I knew a little bit about it because it was successful at our school. And I wanted to be a part of a team where, like, you know, we could be successful, we could work together. And, like, I was never really a part of an organization like that. Like, I played sports early in my high school career, but I was never, you know, proficient enough, and like I never really had a good friend group where, you know, everyone we worked with last year, we worked towards a goal. We spent, you know, there were days we would spend, you know, in the middle of July just sitting and studying ACTEC, and like, you know, to have a group of people come together like that, it means a lot. And like, you know, going to state and, you know, sitting on stage for the super quiz, it was, I mean, for someone, like I said, who wasn't that good at sports, it was the closest thing to sports and athletics. And, like, I mean, I would put it up there as, you know, probably one of the most important things that ever happened in my life, joining that.
So are you a student at Eisenhower as well, Sterling?
Actually, I was, it's kind of funny, I was a C student last year's team. But I don't know, like, the coaches, definitely, like, Miss Blue, Mr. Fontaine, like, I mean, they just put me in a position to be successful, and, you know, not only for ACTEC, but for my future, you know, studies here at Marquette. And
oh, you're at Marquette now.
Yeah, but, I mean, it just, it meant all the world to me, and, like, it's something I'll always cherish.
Molly.
Well, Stephanie and I are both tearing up over here because this is exactly what we're saying. What it does for these kids and changes their life and gives them the right path for their future.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's a great call. I think everybody's speechless, Sterling.
Sorry about that.
No, it's okay. It's
happy
it's a
tears.
Welcome call. All right, carry on, Sterling.
That's all I got. I don't know. Good luck at state, friends, all right?
Thanks, Shirley.
Thanks.
Thanks very much for your call. Shelley is next in Madison. Hi, Shelley.
Hi. Thank you for having me on. This is a wonderful program. I wanted to pick up on your comment about interdisciplinary teaching. My life has been primarily working with middle-level students, and one of the things about the best middle-level educational programs is that they are always interdisciplinary. The other thing is I love hearing the coaches talk about how these students become part of their family. In good middle-level education programs and in good high school programs, They often have programs called advisory, where students really, really are connected to an adult in the learning environment. And when I listen to all the people talking, it reminds me so much of that, of the interdisciplinary teaching, how we teach the whole child. I wanted to mention three organizations for sure. The Association for Middle Level Education, AMLE, the Wisconsin Association for Middle Level Education, and then also ASCD. ASCD has a whole website devoted to the whole child, the importance of teaching to the entire child.
Thank you so much. Thanks for the call. Anybody want to respond?
You. Congratulations to all of the people involved. Congratulations, of course, to the students, the coaches, and to the families who support them. I am just so excited for them.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much. And we haven't mentioned the families very much. Families are important because you have to get to places, and you need the moral support, you need space to study, you need encouragement. You need all of that, right?
Absolutely.
Oh, definitely. In fact, just a few weeks ago, we practice at night, and we're looking for, you know, parents to help out with food. And in fact, Teddy's parents set it up that they got us a room at their church, and they cooked us up a whole meal and desserts, and it was awesome. I mean, our parents are 100% behind us. They help us out when they can. We had a couple of parents came in and practiced, interviewed with some of our kids. We're having when is that date? We're having a date coming up where we're inviting all the parents at school to come up and listen to their speeches.
Great.
Get practice interviews, and, you know, just share what the kids are doing.
Yeah. And I'm not sure we've said exactly what's involved in the competition. You mentioned the interviews, the quizzes, the tests, et cetera. What exactly do you do when you compete?
Well, I'll talk about the state competition because, of course, that's the one that's on our plate right now. On March 15th and 16th, the top 20 teams in the state by size and score have advanced, much like the WIAA. We have the playoffs, and we're going to state. It's not in Madison. It's in the Dells. But the kids will converge on the Dells for 2 days, and they'll start on the 15th with taking some of their written tests. And that night, they'll start in on their speech and interviews. Each student goes before a panel of two judges and presents their prepared and impromptu speech. And later in that evening, they also go before two other judges and give their interview. So that's day one. Day two, they continue with more written tests. And then the 10th and final event is open to the public. And that's where the arena comes alive with cheering for academics at the super quiz. I'll have Channel 15 from Madison's news anchors acting as our super quiz masters. And it's like a Jeopardy quiz show. And the kids get up on stage, one from each team, and they do 9 rounds of 5 questions each, and they fire off the answers, and the audience can see if they get it right, and the scores are shown right there, and we determine the winners for that event. Later that night, we have the actual awards banquet where we find out our winners in all the divisions and the one that will go on to represent Wisconsin and New Mexico at the Nationals.
Ooh, New Mexico.
Yep.
Ooh, that's good. Let's go to Sue in Mequon. Hi, Sue.
Hi. I was calling, I hope I'm calling the right thing. I have a child who, both of my kids are in vitro, by the way, and my one child went to university school, and the other one went to public school, because it wasn't right. They needed different things. And then I have about 13 nieces and nephews, most of whom were homeschooled, and they're doing terrifically. And so all I'm saying is it depends on what you want for your kids and what you put into it, and they'll do well wherever they go. There's lots of good ways to get a good education.
This program is private schools and public schools.
Correct.
It's all schools.
All-encompassing, yes.
Yeah. Thank you, Sue, very much for the call. Our number is 800-486-8655, 800-486-8655. And the email, if you'd like to use that, we do have an email that's come in, is talk@wpr.org. We're talking about Wisconsin's academic decathlon. The state competition is coming up very soon, and then the national competition will follow. It's already well underway, 2011-2012. Age of Empire is the area for exploration on many levels, and we We'll be back with you in a moment on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. 800-486-8655 is our number. Here's an email that's come in from Steve from Eau Claire. I heard the topic. It made me remember back to my academic decathlon experience in 1985. I was a C student at Eau Claire Memorial. I was chosen for the team. It was the first year at our school, so no one knew what to expect. Several months later, we found ourselves in Los Angeles at the national competition where we placed fourth. As a student who had never taken school or learning very seriously, I found the experience transformational. It gave me the self-confidence I needed to succeed in college and also in life. You can keep that one and put it in your files. That is really a testimonial, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Very, very nice.
I don't think you'll ever find a student that was sorry that they got involved or a volunteer that was sorry that they participated. It's a pretty powerful program, and I don't think Wisconsin would be around with such a strong program if we didn't believe in it. It's not hard to sell if you can see these kids and see what happens mm-hmm. when they're engaged in learning.
Who do you use for judges?
That's quite a feat trying to secure the judges, and I really hone in on retired teachers. I use the SHRM organization, the human resource professionals for interview, the Toastmasters for speech, retired English teachers. I really try to get professionals. The kids deserve to have professional judges, and again, I it must be the program because I do feed them dinner. That's the only carrot I can give them, but they keep returning. And I do, by the way, I still do need some interview judges to come to the Dells on March 15th. So you can go on our website and contact me, and I'd be happy to enlist you.
Great, and never underestimate a free dinner.
Right,
free food. That's when we have events. You know, we always put food, free food, and people come. But to say nothing of the experience of being involved, it's. I'm sure it's touches you at the heart.
It does.
Lisa in Madison. Hi.
Hi, Kathleen.
Hi, Lisa.
I'm a one of the volunteers for the essay portion of the decathlon.
Oh.
Hi, Molly.
Hi, Lisa.
and I just needed to call and just praise the program. It's just phenomenal. I've been involved for a few years now in both the regional and the state level, and I help judge the essays, and it's one of my favorite things to do all year.
Mm.
It's amazing. I have a high school boy now, and it's amazing to me to realize these kids put in the time and the effort to do this on the side of their studies, and every year I'm just enthused with the way I think the world's going to be when these kids are putting in that kind of effort into something that'll, you know, make them a well-rounded person.
And we really appreciate volunteers like you, Lisa. Lisa's a freelance writer, and essay grading is right up her alley, and we appreciate your support as well.
Well, it's phenomenally organized. I'm always amazed at everything, how it comes together. So kudos to you, Molly.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, Lisa. So you're looking for people who will do that kind of work as well, who are professionals
yes.
in their fields.
Yes, essay readings March 7th in Madison, so I would take some more essay readers as well.
So you're looking for volunteers in
Absolutely.
Addition to
Every
somebody
year.
Who's got money to fund your
Absolutely.
Program.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Somebody should step forward. It's too good a program. What about the essays? Is there an assigned topic that you have to, and you use the same essay, or are you writing something different, Teddy, all the time?
Well, for the regional essay, we had to write it on the novel, Heart of Darkness. But for the state essay, it'll be on the super quiz topic, the imperialism. But beyond that, they don't give you a topic that you have to read it the day of the essay. So it's they give you two choices, but you don't know what to expect necessarily. So you really have to have a good understanding of all of super quiz if you're going to write a great essay.
Hmm. Did you like Heart of Darkness?
I did. The first time through, it was very difficult. Definitely.
The first time through, they read it more than once.
Oh, most of our students have read the novel about 8 times.
Yeah, I've read it many times as well as listened to it a whole bunch of times, and definitely the more I read it, the more I enjoy it. I come to appreciate what Conrad was able to do, and mm-hmm. it's definitely one of my favorite books.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah. Stephanie, do you like it?
Yeah, I do. When I first saw that that was going to be the novel, I groaned inside because it's short, and I knew that meant that it was going to be really difficult this year. Last year we had John Steinbeck's Grapes of Wrath, which is quite a large piece to work through, and I think it was actually an easier year to tackle language and literature than this year with a shorter novel because it's going to be very, very detailed, and I just kind of knew that when we saw the topic. But yeah, it's a great novel.
And the age of imperialism is also a fairly vast topic.
Yes. I mean, yeah, absolutely. In fact, we had one of our social studies teachers in the other day with the team, and he teaches our AP Euro class in school, and he said, as I read this, covers more than I'm capable of covering in a year of AP Euro. Mm. So it's a wide range of things they need to know.
Mm-hmm. An email from Sue in Waukesha. Please talk about Wisconsin's success in the past 10 years at Nationals. Waukesha's success. Go Waukesha West. We have some friendly competition going on.
Absolutely. Waukesha West was our reigning state champion for the last 10 years, and Coach Steen was their leader, who has just retired this year. So it's kind of a whole new ballgame here, and success breeds success. They have a terrific program over at West, as all of Waukesha does, as all of the state does. We really have some devoted coaches and kids, and this year should be very exciting at state. New Berlin Eisenhower is now coming in ranked first, Waukesha West second with a new coach. So it will prove to be a good show, I'm sure.
Is it very competitive, Teddy? Is it like you're auditioning for a show and you check and see what your numbers are? Do you?
It is competitive, but they're a great program over there, and we definitely respect them, and we know what they're going through. We know the amount of work they have to go through, and so it's not hostile at all. It's definitely a very friendly competition. You know, we definitely appreciate all the things that they have to go through as well.
Yeah. When did you say the Nationals were?
They're the end of April in Albuquerque.
Yeah. And I don't know if I've heard from you, Molly, as to what motivated you to spend the huge amount of time that you must to make this program work. Well, why do you do it?
Well, I believe in two things that keep a body going, and that's physical and mental activity. And this actually provides both for me and the rest of the cast here. You have to believe in education. You have to believe in these kids can accomplish whatever you put in front of them. And that's the neatest thing about decathlon is the challenge and what it does for their future. I have three daughters, and you always want them to learn and get along with others and challenge, and decathlon does it all.
Mm. Are they young?
No, oh no, they're all grown. And
really?
One was in the program, and unfortunately our school where we're from does not have it any longer. The coach retired. Again, here we go. It's hard to replace a coach when they retire.
So that's it. Did you get involved when your daughter was involved?
I got involved before my third one was even born. I've been involved since the 80s, and it's blossomed from there. I used to be in charge of the events, the food. Again, yeah, a successful program, you have to feed them. And it just grew from there and took on more responsibilities, and then became the fundraiser when we lost our funding in 95 along with the directorship. So.
And how hard is this fundraising?
It's impossible.
And
of course, we've had some natural disasters and turns of event over the years that you can't blame a business if they're giving toward necessity instead of, I hate to say that, but luxury. We are an extracurricular, and students probably will survive without us. But the fundraising, it's cold calls. It's constantly reaching out to businesses, especially businesses that have a school in their neighborhood that's involved, and just getting their support. If you have employees, kids on the team, that helps. But I would just love if every school district gave $1,000, a business from that district, we'd make our budget. So please feel free to join in and support us.
And we've heard some testimonials. I'd like to hear a few more from all of you who've worked with students for such a long time. You've all been involved for a long time. In terms of academic success in future years, in terms of helping the C students become visible and more focused on academics, whatever, we have about a minute left. Whatever testimonial from whomever you'd like to mention.
One that jumps to my mind, couple, I guess, but we have a student who, on the team this year, actually, who got a 36 on his ACT at a very young age, got a 36 on his ACT. He, after regional competition, was our third competing A member. And he wrote a beautiful thank you note to us after the regional competition, basically saying, I've never had to work this hard at something. 36 on his ACT, and I'm getting a great deal of pleasure learning again how to work this hard to challenge my mind. That's an amazing thing.
That is wonderful. Time for one more.
I'm looking at one of our Green Bay Southwest High School decathletes said, decathlon is one of the best programs out there. You're driven to be better.
That's it. That says it all. Well, this has been a complete pleasure. Thank you all so much for the work you do, and carry on. It's wonderful.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you. I'm so glad.
Thank you.
Somebody wrote and suggested that we do this program, and that indeed we did. If you want more information, they're looking for volunteers, people to help judge, people to help coach, people to give some money to keep the program going. It's WIAD.org. And thanks very much to Rhonda Fanning for producing this program. Thanks to Molly Ritchie, State Coordinator, State Director for the Wisconsin Academic Decathlon. Stephanie Blue, co-coach of New Berlin Eisenhower High School Academic Decathlon team. Eric, is it Fontaine or is it Fountain?
Fontaine, sorry.
Co-coach of New Berlin's Eisenhower High School Academic Decathlon team, and Teddy Gennaro, senior at Eisenhower and a member of the team.